The suffering of not want. It's one of my little expressions that I've discovered, of course, through experiencing my own suffering that is sourced by this energetic and tendency of not wanting something, not wanting it. And I find it really helpful to distinguish between the struggle or challenge or pain itself that life inherently brings and includes, and this particular way that we add to it or exacerbate it or intensify it by not wanting it, by resisting it, by having an aversion to it, by hating it, by struggling with it, by fighting it, all those ways that we don't want it, right? And so this suffering of not want is very important to see, because when we see it, then we can stop it. We can choose to put it down. Sometimes it's so closely intermingled, right? The experience of a challenge, of a difficulty, of a trigger, of a pain, all of those things, the things that we don't prefer that life includes. It's hard to distinguish that experience itself from that which arises inside us that takes issue with it, that shuns it, hates it, refuses it, resists it, doesn't want it, right? And so I can hear inside my own psyche at times the challenge will come itself, and then inside me it's like, I don't want this. I don't want it. I hate this. And sometimes it can be really cleansing to just say that out loud, right? That can be part of the energy moving. It's important to get angry in moments. There's nothing wrong with anger or frustration or agitation or even resistance and aversion. All of these things are just passing experiences that can come and go. But sometimes we can get a little stuck inside an experience of resistance, and it can be cleaner, tidier, to just go straight for the pure experience of the struggle, of the pain, of the difficulty, without adding on top of it how we don't want it. Are you following me? It's very so common and simple and insidious. It's almost challenging to speak to, but I think it's really important to name it in the spirit of the freedom that we can create by refusing to add on top of life's challenges the way that we are challenged by it. And the way that this can, of course, become a narrative that we then like to share with other people of, not only is life challenging, but here's why I don't like it. Here's why I hate it. Here's why I wish it wasn't happening. So again, I'm not suggesting we bypass or deny or suppress what's authentically our experience, but that energetic of complaint, of whining about what we don't want, is unnecessary. Unless you enjoy it somehow, but check it out. See if this suffering of not want is showing up anywhere in your own life experience, and whether it would serve to just not touch that, to notice the experience of not want. Feel the pain that's underneath that, which may be vulnerability or exhaustion or sadness or anger. Feel the pure feeling that's underneath the narrative of not wanting it. That's the more direct way to burn cleanly through it, so that then we can be available to the next moment and not bogged down by not only the struggle and challenge of life, but our insistence that we don't want it. And so the opposite of not wanting it is not necessarily wanting it. I'm not suggesting that it would be natural to want challenge or difficulty or pain. But there's something that's neither rejecting nor embracing. There's something, of course, that is in the center, that is neutral, that finds equanimity even in the presence of challenge and struggle. And that place is a peaceful place. It's a place that knows how to stand in peace, even in the midst of struggle and difficulty and challenge, laying down the suffering of not want, seeing how that serves.